Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second show of CCRX. My name is Shay, and I'm going to be your host today. Today, we are looking at different conflict management styles. Each style of conflict management has a potential impact on the path of which your conflict will take. If you handle it well, the conflict is a great opportunity to increase your communication and improve relationships. The style of management you choose to deal with your conflict will depend entirely on your desired outcome for said conflict. If we understand different conflict management styles and the likely impact each style has on the outcomes of a situation, we are better equipped to make effective choices. We have a preferred or default approach when it comes to a conflict. The key is to assess the situation in an effort to make an informed choice. One of the main contributing factors to make conflicts more difficult to deal with is the level of emotion involved. A heightened level of emotion sabotages our ability to be thoughtful in responding rather than reacting to a situation. Emotion intensifies the challenge to act beyond our default style. So, choices in conflict. In conflict situations, parties' interests are or appear to be in competition. The choices that we make decide the path the conflict will take. A situation arises where the parties' interests are or appear to be in competition. That's the start of the conflict. The next step in the conflict is there are choices to be made about how to respond to the situation. So the options here, respond to the situation or react to the situation. Respond. This is a problem-solving focused response. Parties who are aware of the potential for escalation choose to think through how they will respond. React. That's a personal or emotional focus. Parties who are unprepared react reflexively, defensively, and emotionally. There are two basic things to consider when deciding how to handle a conflict. Your commitment to reaching your own goals. This refers to the extent to which your goals or concerns, need to be satisfied from your perspective. This is your level of assertiveness. And number two, your commitment to the relationship. This refers to the extent to which the goals or concerns for the other person need to be satisfied from your perspective. This speaks to the importance of the relationship and is your level of cooperativeness. These criteria can be used to identify five different styles of dealing with conflict. All five styles are appropriate if used at the right time and in the right context. But if we react to conflict using a style that is inappropriate, problems may arise. The five styles are competing, collaborating, compromising, avoiding, and accommodating. A little bit about the competing style. It's high on assertiveness and little value placed on relationship. It's my way or the highway. Power comes from position of strength. A little bit about the collaborating style. High on assertiveness, high on value of relationship. Let's do it our way. This is what I prefer. What do you want? Power in this situation comes from openness, clarity, and cooperation. Next, the avoiding style. Low on assertiveness and low on value of the relationship. No way. Let's not make a big deal out of this. Power comes from silence and the lack of cooperation. The accommodating style. Low on assertiveness, high value on the relationship. Okay, whatever you say, we'll do it your way. Power comes from relationship and approval of others. Now the compromising style, moderately assertive, moderate value on relationship. Okay, I'll meet you halfway. Power in this style comes from moderation and reasonableness. And here is a closer look at each of the five styles for managing conflict. Avoiding. We have avoiding as a turtle. So this approach is highly unassertive and uncooperative, preferring not to address the needs or interests or goals of either party. It shows a low commitment to the goal and to the relationship. This is the most common method of dealing with conflict, especially by people who see conflict as a bad thing.
For types of avoiding, there are when you leave the situation, when you withdraw mentally, when you change the subject, when you start blaming or minimizing, when you deny the problem even exists, when you postpone or procrastinate on finding a solution for it or addressing it, using emotion either through crying or angry outbursts.
What occurs when conflict is often avoided? The issue is not dealt with. Disputes can build up and explode, and issues do not go away but go underground and involve more people.
The effective uses of avoiding are when the problem is of no importance to the person, when you have no power over the situation or cannot change the outcome no matter what you do, when the damage caused by the conflict is out of proportion to the situation, a temporary strategy to avoid, to allow reflection, a tight timeline that does not allow it to be addressed, and when there's no risk of physical harm.
Competing. We are saying that this is a tiger. The approach is highly assertive and highly uncooperative, in pursuit of one's own goals at the expense of the other. It shows a high commitment to the goal and low commitment to the relationship. When one person acts in a competitive manner, he or she often influences the approach of the other person to be competitive as well.
For types of competing, it's when people are in a power of authority, position, or majority. When there's a power of persuasion, pressure techniques like threats, force, intimidation, and when you disguise the issue as something else.
What happens when you are competitive in conflict most of the time? The conflict may escalate, or the other person may withdraw. It reduces the quality and durability of the argument. It increases likelihood of future problems between parties, restricts communication, decreases trust, affects morale. It increases stress and may lead to health problems.
And where is this kind of method effective? It's when there's an emergency and it requires something like quick action. When you're responsible for supporting unpopular rules of discipline, like tough decisions that require leadership, as a way to protect yourself from someone who may want to take advantage of your cooperative behavior.
Accommodating. We've animated the situation with a teddy bear. This approach is unassertive and highly cooperative, neglecting one's own concerns in order to satisfy those of the other. It shows low commitment to the goal and high commitment to the relationship, such as when a person sets aside his or her own needs to satisfy the needs or interests of another party.
The types of accommodating is when you play down the conflict to maintain surface harmony, when you're in a self-sacrifice mode, when you yield to the other point of view without any kind of consideration, when you use to establish a reciprocal accommodation and to build social credits.
What happens when you accommodate most of the time? It improves potential for the other person to be more accommodating to your needs and interests in the future. It does not improve communication. The outcomes are generally not satisfactory to both people, and you may feel taken advantage of.
The effective use of this conflict style is when you feel that you are right, but you want to show that you can also be reasonable. When the situation is more important than the other people involved. When you're all about preserving the harmony and rather than the income that can provide more morale. It's when you're trying to build good faith or for future problem solving. It's when you're wrong or in a situation where competition can damage your position, where it might provide someone the opportunity to learn from the experience and there's no big risk attached. And when it builds relationships that will allow you to be more effective problem solving.
Then we have compromising, the fox. This behavior is only somewhat assertive and cooperative. Compromising is a useful approach when people are prepared to find any acceptable solution, even though it is only partly satisfactory. The objective is a quick, mutually acceptable solution where both parties have given up something to meet midway.
types of this compromising style is when you're trying to split the difference, when you're exchanging concessions, when you're trying to find middle ground for the conflict, and it may result in an introduction of multiple issues. Like labor negotiation parties will inflate issues because they know they will have to compromise.
What happens when you compromise most of the time? Both parties may feel like they lost and feel the need to get even next time. We'll not allow a relationship to be, and at the same time, it should not cause the relationship to deteriorate. Danger of stalemate exists. Does not explore the issue in any depth. Does not deal with underlying issues.
The effective use of this style of conflict management is when you need a temporary agreement with regard to a complex situation, when the other party has power equal to yours, and you are firmly committed to the various goals or objectives, when there's time pressures that require quick solutions, and can be used as backup if collaboration or competition fails.
Okay. Next and last is collaborating, the owl. This approach is highly assertive and highly cooperative, attempting to achieve the goals and interests of both people. It shows a greater attempt to meet the concerns of other person as well as your own.
The types of collaborating styles are used for maximizing use of fixed resources, working to increase resources, learning and communicating to provide understanding of interests and values, and when you're learning from each other's insights.
What happens when you collaborate all the time builds relationships and improves potential for future problem solving, promotes creative solutions, can be time consuming, and may seem like too much work for smaller issues.
The effective use of this style is when people are committed to the process and adequate time is available. Issues too important to compromise. There's a desire to work through hard feelings that have been a deterrent to problem solving. The participants are future focused. The objective of it is to learn, and the long-term solution is needed. And the goals require teamwork and commitment from both people to the goals.
So just a couple strategies for each style of conflict management. Avoiding. Leave the situation physically or mentally. Change the subject. Deny that there is a problem, or blame the problem on other people. Some of the strategies of competing. Power of authority, position, or majority pressure tactics. Disguising the issue. Some strategies that people use for accommodating. Play down the conflict to keep surface harmony. Yield to the other person's point of view. Compromising is splitting the difference, introducing multiple issues to meet halfway, allowing a little bit for everyone. And last but not least, some strategies that people use for collaborating are listening and communicating openly, understanding the others' values, learning from others' insights, and using pooled information and resources.
So after all of this presentation, how do you respond to conflict? Do you compete? Do you avoid, collaborate, compromise, or accommodate? Today, after today, you should think about these things and how to change them in order to be more successful when dealing with your own conflicts. So if you have any more comments, questions on how we can help you at CCRS, or if you have any suggestions, send us email at ccrs@durhamcollege.ca.
And once again, we are Shay
and Alexi.
Thank you for tuning in today, and listen to CCRS next time. Woohoo! Signing off. Have a great day.